We often think that we'd be happy if we just had peace in our relationships. If we just didn't have all this fighting and conflict, then we would be happy. In today's passage, we're going to find that's backwards.
Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
If a person isn't happy in the Lord, that's going to result in all kinds of sin in the person's life, and it's going to keep the person from making progress in faith, in love, in humility, patience, self-control. All the rest of the virtues that we mentioned before are going to be hindered if we don't have proper joy. If I'm not happy in the Lord, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to be compelled to find happiness somewhere else, which is going to be the root of 1,000 different sins in my life. I'm going to have to feel like I have to scratch and claw to get whatever it is that I think is going to make me happy. And so what's it going to do? I'll end up putting that thing ahead of loving others, and that's going to make me selfish. And how many sins does that cause? If I'm not happy enough in the Lord, I'm not going to have any self-control because my impulses are just going to dominate me by promising me happiness and temporal pleasures, which I must have now because I don't have any happiness from the Lord. There's just a general principle that you love the things that make you happy. The more something makes you happy, the more you love that thing. And so if I'm not happy in the Lord, I'm going to get my happiness from somewhere else, which means I'm going to love that other thing where I'm getting my happiness from, which means I'm not going to love God like I should, and failure to love God will ruin everything in your spirit. Our happiness is important for many, many reasons, but the one that's highlighted in Philippians is the relationship between happiness and church unity. Okay, so it's important for lots of reasons, but this is the reason we're looking at tonight, church unity. God calls us to be happy because when we lack happiness, that's just when we start getting irritable with each other. Suffering tends to bring out the worst in us, doesn't it? A church faces trouble and hardship, people lose their joy, and they start getting on each other's nerves. That happens in churches, it happens in families. A husband and wife are doing just fine, and then they get into a financial pinch. Next thing you know, what are we doing? We're fighting over whatever. Or there's stress over a child who's causing problems, and under the stress of that, husband and wife start fighting. Why does that happen? It happens because when we feel pain, that pain threatens our happiness, and so our natural instinct is to run harder after the things that we think will protect our happiness. And if it's anything other than God, it doesn't work, and that makes us upset. Not only that, but we'll get irritable towards anybody who seems to be blocking our happiness, right? Which is going to be everybody around us, because whatever it is we're seeking happiness from isn't going to deliver. And so Paul writes them a letter to address their disunity problem, and his strategy is to teach them, here's how you maintain joy in the midst of suffering. That's a strategy through the whole book. That's a strategy for unity. Here's how to maintain joy in the midst of suffering. If I'm happy in the Lord, I don't need anything else. I've got everything I need. I don't have to have anything else, which frees me up to be able to sacrifice, to be able to give, to be able to focus on you instead of myself. And so then when suffering comes, it's not going to put me on edge. It's not going to make me irritable because it can't touch my joy source. So unity comes when we put each other first. Putting each other first is a million times easier when all my happiness needs are met. When all my happiness needs are met, then I can put you first much easier than if I'm starving for happiness. This is a hard thing to get because we naturally don't think this way. We naturally think that happiness comes through relational harmony. My marriage would be so much happier if we just had harmony and we weren't fighting all the time. Then we'd be happier. My family would have so much joy if there were peace in the home instead of all this bickering and fighting and strife. If we had harmony, then we would have happiness. That seems to make sense, but it's actually backwards. What we're seeing in this passage, that's backwards. What we need to learn from this section is it's not happiness through harmony, it's harmony through happiness. It's the other way around. You don't get a happier marriage by getting along better. You get along better in marriage by finding greater happiness in the Lord. You don't get peace in your home or your church, and then that brings your joy back. You get your joy back, and that causes peace in the home and the church. And then, of course, that'll enhance your joy all the more, and it'll be an upward cycle. But it starts with the joy. So when Paul tells these two women to adopt a harmonious attitude, and then he tells the church to step in and help them reconcile, then he starts talking about rejoicing in the Lord and defeating anxiety. It's not a change of subject. He's showing us how it's done. Harmony through happiness. Relational peace through inner peace. Unity through joy.
Think about the spiritual struggles you have in your walk with the Lord, or the problems you're having in some relationship. Now give some thought to how increased joy in the Lord would help in that area. Try to pursue that joy today.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of Philippians, 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.